You need to explain what happened, Doctor. The authorities.
Must never be told. They wouldn't understand, and if you try to make them, you'll end up being locked away.
But what about Mr. Cottonwood?
I'm sorry, Daniel. He's dead.
He can't be. Jenkins told me that Mr. Cottonwood came down from his room and ordered his carriage to be brought to the front. He's off somewhere in the city in no fit state to be alone.
No, Daniel. The Master's out there. He's the one who's in control of Arthur's body now, and I need to find him.
But what about Mr. Cottonwood? Where's his spirit?
It's gone. Absorbed into the spirit of the Master.
Then let me come with you. I can get through to Mr. Cottonwood's spirit. Help free him.
No, don't even think about it. Arthur can't be saved. He's dead. Worse than dead. He's a part of the Master now, and nothing can ever free him. Now, I've got to go, but I want to leave you with a warning. If Arthur ever returns, that means I haven't managed to find him. Just remember that it's not really him, it's the Master in his body. Get as far away from him as you can and stay there. You know the truth, and that makes you a small threat to him. That will be enough to ensure your death.
Well, what do I do now? Mr. Cottonwood was a man of means. What do I do with all this?
What would Arthur have wanted you to do? More importantly, what would Amanda have wanted him to do?
She wanted to save him. His love for money was all he had left, or so she thought. I'll wait a few months and have him declared dead. Then I can pass out his wealth to the poor. I think Amanda would have approved. At least if this Master does come back, he won't have any of Mr. Cottonwood's money to help him.
I'm sure she would. Now I have to go. Take care, Daniel. I'm sure that whatever you do, you'll be a credit to Arthur's memory.
You can step out of that alley, Doctor. I can sense your presence.
You don't seem surprised to see me.
I'm not. I told you before, I know you better than you know yourself. You couldn't just walk away. You had too many questions that were unanswered.
Such as how you ended up a spirit and how you came to be haunting Victorian London.
I died, Doctor. My spirit was released at the moment of death and I found myself looking down over my own abandoned body. I saw you. Your pity for me was almost palpable. Do you know something, Doctor? In that moment, I think I hated you more than I ever had before.
Because I felt pity for you?
Yes. To know that you were standing over me and despairing of the fact my life had come to the end it had, it made me feel so...
weak? Lost?
But I'm not. The fact that even death cannot hold me shows how superior I truly am. I had to show you, Doctor. I had to make you realise how far my power really stretched. That's why I came here. I knew, somehow I knew, that someday you would come here.
And what now? You're trapped. Trapped in a body you wouldn't have chosen, and in a time and on a planet you despise.
What are you offering me, Doctor? A chance to travel with you? An eternity under your protection? Well, I spurn that chance. I'd rather rot in this primitive backwater than become a lapdog to you.
I can take you anywhere.
I choose nowhere. Step aside, Doctor.
You know I can't do that.
What will you do? Force me through the streets of London to your TARDIS? What of your companions? How would they feel having to share their travels with me? I assume you've told them about me before. No, Doctor. I'll tell you what you will do. You'll let me pass and I shall get on with my new life alone, free from your interference.
That's not going to happen.
Trust me, Doctor, you don't want to do this.
I can't leave you here. The harm you could cause, would cause to be more precise, leaves me no option.
Why should I go with you when all I need to do is take your TARDIS from you?
I'd never let that happen. I'd rather...
die, Doctor? Is that what you were about to say?
Let go of me! You know this can't work! All you can do... is...
trigger your regeneration? Tell me, Doctor, how many lives have you had now? I could stay here, throttling the life out of every regeneration you have left. Do you feel that, Doctor? The life fading from within you? Imagine how it would feel to see your own lifeless body with your mortal enemy kneeling over it. That's the sight that's tormented me. Kept me going when it would have been far easier to accept the blessed relief of eternal death, and now I bestow that gift to you.
Revenge? Is that all that kept you going? I hate to say it, but if that's all you have left, then you would have been better off dying. Every time I faced you in the past, I contented myself that somewhere there was a small spark of the person you used to be still inside you. I hoped that one day I could save you.
Save me? Doctor, I have never asked for salvation, redemption, or anything else from you apart from your death.
Your body's not up to it, Master. You may have the mind of a Time Lord, but your new body is human, with all the frailties that come with it. How long can you survive in that shell without my help?
It's just a momentary weakness. I will have this body under control!
I have equipment in my TARDIS that will stabilise your condition. Whether you like it or not, you are coming with me.
Unhand me, you ruffian! I think you're drawing attention to yourself. My body may be weaker, but my mind is still as sharp as ever.
Here, you get your hands off him!
Unhand me, sir. This gentleman is a patient of mine. He needs help.
Appears to me like you don't want it. Now get your meat hooks off him. Go on, fella. You get off while I hold on to this one.
Stop him! Somebody stop him!
Stop your struggling. I'll let you go when you can't catch him up. What the hell?
You idiot! Unhand me now. You've let him get away.
Goodbye, Doctor. Our paths will cross again soon, I promise you.
At last!
Hello, Nick. Hello, Rob.
4 hours, you said? 4 hours? We've been waiting here for the last 7 hours.
It's been snowing, Doctor. For the last 3 hours, we've had a semi-blizzard and we've been standing outside in it waiting for you!
I'm so sorry. I got quite sidetracked, and you know how time seems to pass quite quickly when that happens.
You mean you forgot about us, don't you?
Well, not forgot exactly. Pressing concerns and all that, you know how it is. Besides, I knew you'd be okay. Why were you waiting out here for me anyway? You should have gone into one of the taverns. At least you'd have been warm. It's not as if I would have left without you if you hadn't been here when I got back.
Oh, but you need money to stay in a tavern, Doctor.
Rob, you had 2 sovereigns to spend. That could have lasted you a month. Surely you couldn't have spent it so quickly.
Well, we spent some in the Fitzroy Tavern, and then we went to see a few sights.
A nice carriage ride back used some of it up.
And?
We were robbed.
Yeah, I just had the money out in my hand. I was counting it or something, and it was just gone. Oh, pickpocketed, I suppose.
Oh dear. Was he a big fellow?
Well, big-ish.
He was a great big lumbering 8-year-old.
I take it you couldn't catch him?
Oh, move like the clappers he did. He was long gone by the time we realised. And so was our dinner, unfortunately.
You seem to have had a very eventful few hours. Mine was quite tame in comparison. Come on, let's go and have a bit of festive fun together. Come on, you two. I know the perfect spot. You'll absolutely love it. Very Christmassy.
Doctor, I think I'm all Christmased out.
Nonsense, you'll love Bedford Falls. We may even bump into an old friend of mine, George Bailey.